This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, on Monday said the United States is, in his words, still knee-deep in the first wave of the coronavirus pandemic. Authorities in the states of Florida and Texas have reimposed restrictions on businesses after a spike in the number of cases in both states. Officials in Florida's largest county, Miami-Dade, on Monday ordered the closure of restaurants, gyms, fitness centers, and other indoor venues. Beaches in the county will reopen on Tuesday after being closed over the July 4th weekend. In neighboring Georgia, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms was diagnosed Monday with COVID-19. She says she has not shown any symptoms and plans to work from her home office in isolation with her family. In New York, indoor dining restaurants, restaurant dining has been postponed indefinitely in order to prevent a rise in new infections. And Harvard University announced it will reopen in the fall with fewer than half of its undergraduates on campus and all courses taught remotely. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Monday turned down an invitation to visit the White House this week because of the coronavirus. The event was to have been a celebration of the new free trade agreement among the United States, Canada, and Mexico. While cases of the virus have been increasing in many U.S. states, the number of new deaths is dropping. Just more than 200 were reported on Monday, compared with more than 300 reported a week ago. The governor of the U.S. state of Georgia has declared a state of emergency and called up the National Guard after a weekend of violent protests coinciding with the July 4th holiday. Republican Governor Brian Kemp announced Monday he'll deploy as many as 1,000 guardsmen across Atlanta, the state capital. 4 people were killed in the city this weekend, and the headquarters of Georgia State Patrol was broken into. VOA News. New federal guidelines for international students in the United States say those students will be forced to leave the United States or transfer to another college if their schools offer classes entirely online this fall. Federal immigration authorities released the new guidelines Monday. The guidelines create additional pressure for universities to reopen, even amid growing concerns about the recent spread of COVID-19 among young adults. President Donald Trump has insisted that schools and colleges return to in-person instruction as soon as possible. Soon after the guidance was released, Trump repeated on Twitter that schools must reopen this fall. North Korea says it still has no interest in talks with the United States amid efforts by South Korea to arrange another summit between Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump. North Korean Foreign Ministry official Kwak Jong-gun said in an article in state-run media Tuesday, explicitly speaking, once again, we have no intention to sit face-to-face with the U.S. A statement was released hours before Deputy Secretary of State Steve Bagan, the top U.S. negotiator on North Korea, was set to land in Seoul for meetings focused on how to advance talks over Pyongyang's nuclear program. The U.S.-North Korea negotiations broke down in February 2019 when Trump and Kim failed to reach a deal during a summit in Hanoi, Vietnam. Although the two sides held brief working-level talks in October, North Korea has since refused to hold any dialogue. One of the world's best-known and most prolific composers of film scores, notably for spaghetti westerns, died in Rome on Monday. Oscar-winning Italian composer Ennio Morricone died in a Roman clinic. He was being treated for a broken bone due to a fall. He was 91 years old. Musician, composer, and conductor wrote or composed the music for more than 400 films, including Quentin Tarantino's The Hateful Eight, for which he won an Oscar in 2016. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab rejected Monday China's accusation that Britain had indulged in gross interference over Beijing's imposition of new security legislation in Hong Kong. Raab told Reuters this isn't a gross interference in domestic affairs. He added, it's a matter of trust, and lots of countries around the world are asking this question. Does China live up to its international obligations? Earlier on Monday, China's ambassador to London accused Britain of making irresponsible remarks about the new security legislation in Hong Kong, which he said could damage future Chinese investment. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.